For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joel Gill, broadcasting from Min Ag Expo in Mankato. And today we have a chance to talk to Corey Bennett, lobbyist with the Minnesota Soybean Growers Association. And Corey, you had a chance to address members on Wednesday morning and talking about this upcoming session. And this session, you mentioned a few things. It's going to be short, and some have kind of classified it as maybe the do-nothing session or so.
Yeah, you know, I think that that's true. Obviously, the February 20th start is later than what we normally have. But certainly, you know, it's going to time crunch some things, but there is opportunities. I know people have kind of categorized this as a do-nothing session, and they may be right in the end, and I think that that was probably true up until a few months ago. But I think with the passage of the federal tax bill, people in leadership talking about a state tax conformity bill and what revenues might be available for that. I think that obviously there's going to be opportunities on that side to try to help them with the tax conformity bill. Agriculture come with some ideas and some asks on how we can, you know, further regulate things or take care of things. But certainly there's going to be opportunities there. The February forecast, I think, is going to be, we're optimistic it's going to be good. You know, we've seen some upticks recently with cash receipts, and so we're looking forward to seeing how that helps. Certainly, passage of the federal shutdown bill brought some new revenues into the state. So we're looking at opportunities in which we can also invest in some agricultural things this year. So as much as they probably talked about this as a do-nothing session, I think they're probably right up until a few months ago. Tax conformity and the recent passage of the federal shutdown bill and those new revenues, I think, has changed the game a little bit.
You mentioned the tax reform on the national level. How is that directly going to affect us as a state?
Well, I think it's certainly going to open up some opportunities. With the federal tax bill, with the passage of that, it brought in some new revenues into the state, new tax dollars into the state of Minnesota and how the tax system is. It brought in about $830 million of new revenues. And so those revenues are sitting there in the state coffers, waiting for the legislature to come into the session along with the administration and figure out what they want to do with that $830 million of new revenue. Obviously, I think they're going to fight in the tax conformity bill. You're going to see some people trying to spend down that so that we don't raise new revenues in an election year, which I think is probably a good thing for them. So there's going to be some opportunities in that regard, and to people to come forth with some proposals, particular agriculture, and how can we help you spend down $830 million into help agriculture. One of those things is maybe possibly looking at Section 179 of the federal code, which deals with farm depreciation, for those that don't know. Right now, the state of Minnesota per year is about $25,000. The federal government's tax on 179 is about $500,000 per year. So, you know, there's quite a bit of disparities. That costs about $90 million every 2 years. But if we have $830 million that we need to figure out, I think agriculture needs to be there to ask those sorts of questions of where would we like to see some relief with regards to federal tax conformity. So I think that that is the game changer in this whole thing. I think that that has really moved the dial for a lot of people, but it also is going to prepare, you know, it's going to be some challenges to that. You never open up the tax code and the tax bills without the administration wanting some of their things as well. As you know, Governor Dayton signed into law some things that maybe he didn't want to, and has made that well known. I'm sure he will have a say in what he would like to see in a federal tax conformity bill as well.
Corey, when it comes to the soybean industry too, this year is really the year of biodiesel, isn't it, Dan? And it looks like all the dominoes are all lined up for things to go correctly.
You know, it really is. You know, obviously, for those that don't know, the state of Minnesota and the commissioners have signed off on the state moving to B20 by May 1st of 2018. Obviously, the soybean growers are excited about that, something that we've been advocating for a long time. And so, you know, we understand that there's some people out there, legislators and maybe others in the industry, gas and petroleum industry, that aren't looking real favorably on that. I certainly understand those points of view. But the fact of the matter is that the commissioners have signed off on it. I believe that B20 will be there on May 1st, 2018. It might not come. There may be a little bit of a rough ride at the legislature. You may see some bills introduced that want to seek to delay or to repeal or to make some sort of changes to it. And certainly, you know, biodiesel is the number one priority of ours this legislative session. And we're going to do everything we can within our association to make sure that it is there on May 1st, 2018, and we go to B20.
Corey Bennett joining us here on Chasm Radio, Minnesota Soybean Growers Association lobbyist, speaking here at Min Ag Expo. Corey, we appreciate your time. Thanks again for the summary on what to expect here in St. Paul.
Thank you, Joe. Anytime.
For Chasm Radio, I'm Farm Director Joe Gill.